He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
It's our favorite time of the week, checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this week.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
I saw a stat the other day, and it made me think of you, and I giggled. A majority of Americans say they're cheating on their partner with food. 71% of people say they sometimes secretly make unhealthy food choices behind their partner's back. And 55% have hidden food from their partner somewhere in the house. This is just like we were talking about last week when Raven eats all the stuff when you're not looking.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
And you know what, Anna, I saw you again this week being of no assistance to me feeding him chocolates.
Well, let's rephrase that. I wasn't feeding him chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
Like putting them in his mouth.
You were, sensually, as I was blindfolded. Most romantic experience for Valentine's Day came on a Tuesday from you fat-shaming me.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We were playing candy roulette. So, like, you know, you get those heart-shaped boxes. You don't even know what those candies are, and they all kind of taste like sugar and cardboard.
You know, I was thinking about it this morning, right? Yeah. You told me one was a different flavor. They all did kind of taste the same.
It's like Skittles. They're different colors, but they all taste exactly the same.
They say that about Fruit Loops.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, well, he was still eating chocolates in the middle of the day.
Shoved in my mouth.
Right.
I mean,
by me.
Right. If it had been non-fat soy something or whatever, salad. It could have been a salad bouquet. Right. Right.
Yeah. Salad roulette isn't the same much fun as
candy
box roulette. Starting Monday, we will not eat gross food anymore.
A salad roulette sounds like a romaine recall anyways.
Salad roulette sounds like the name of an 80s hair band.
I don't believe any of this.
Yeah.
I don't believe either one of you are going to eat properly while unsupervised.
So how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
He's been good. It's been such a crazy busy week that, like, even if he did something terrible, I didn't even notice.
So yeah. For Valentine's Day, did he give you anything yet?
No. We're probably just going to go eat somewhere we already have a gift card for because we're on a budget.
Right.
I'm going away in 2 weeks, so... You know, we have to be adults and save money.
Sitting in a restaurant and dealing with other people on that day is kind of difficult. It takes a little bit of the romance out. Like, if we're going to go to a nice restaurant, we'd rather go when there's not 1,000 people and we're crammed up against the wall.
Yeah, that's just, you sound like a guy who doesn't know how to do romance.
I mean, these are your words you said to me yesterday at the dining room
table. I never said that.
It's a trick, Raven. You should be smarter than that. If people call here and they say things like that, you're like, you got to know what she really means. But when it comes to your own wife, you don't do it?
Well, I already bought the cow.
No, he has no idea what romance is.
Alicia, I had one of those girl meltdowns a few weeks ago with my husband where I'm like, you don't appreciate me. And it took me to get to that point for him to plan a date night for us. And he did. He got us like Broadway tickets. He brought me out to dinner in the city. I didn't know where I was going. He put in our calendar, take a nap and be ready by 3:30. That's all he wrote. And it was so exciting and fun. I feel like guys don't do that enough because they just take for granted that we've been married forever and this is just how it is.
Don't do it enough. They never do it.
Never. I was saying, we've been married 15 years.
I'm so excited for you. That just made me excited to hear your story. Like, that's so awesome.
I know. I didn't know where I was going. I can't remember the last time I was that happy. Mm. And you know what he told me at the end of the night? He hasn't heard me laugh like that in years. Crazy. When you put a little bit of effort in, what can happen, right?
Oh, that's nice.
Right?
So you'll get another one of those in, like, what, 10 years?
No. You know what, Alicia? I looked at next month. And he blocked out another Saturday, and he said date night.
Okay, I got to know what you did.
I know. I think
me.
I don't know. I think he's like, I said I want to do it once a month, and I think he's going to do it for real. We'll see.
Now, I wonder what the follow-up idea will be then.
Well, I hope it's like sit at a bar and just talk, because I'm into that too. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
You know, he's going to get a B, Anna. I'm on board with the whole do nothing big for Valentine's Day. So, you know, he's not going to fail for that.
I mean, instead of buying the romantic Broadway tickets, I made sure that her car had somewhere to park for girls' trip.
This is the stuff that makes me mental when my husband says this. But this is the stuff that drives me crazy. It's like, yeah, that's because we're in a relationship and we love each other, you do those things. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't step out of your comfort zone and do something else every once in a while to show appreciation.
This has been a fun call.
Right.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah.